startup weekend. I mean, David, this is pretty exciting. I, you know, recently was at a chamber event where you pulled people from the crowd and kind of walked us through a process of refining an idea. And I just, it was so illustrative to me to see the kinds of things people go through on speed pitches. They go through startup weekend like you're having today. But I wanted you to just kind of brief us first. What is RAIN?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Casey. I appreciate your compliment on the chamber event. It was fun to do that and meet everyone there. So RAIN is an organization funded by the state legislature and local partners throughout the Willamette Valley, as far as east as Eugene and Corvallis and Oak Ridge, and as far west as Lincoln County and Florence. And what our organization is dedicated to doing is activating and supporting entrepreneurship communities by, by bringing the entrepreneurship community together through events to get people in the same rooms and joining in on the discussion about entrepreneurship, what people are working on and what's important to them about entrepreneurship in their community. And that helps us not only create a community of entrepreneurs, but prospect and profile and make contact with individual founders of early stage startup companies that could be as early as an idea or as developed as their first customers and they need to raise investment capital. And our three core services that we offer entrepreneurs totally for free are connecting them to other people, training programs to learn entrepreneurship best practices, and assisting them to plan to go raise capital, whether it's investment or debt capital or community crowdfunding.
Excellent. Thanks for the overview, because, you know, as I've tried to wrap my head around it, you know, seeing one of these demonstrations like you did for the chamber, you know, I really think fleshes out what happens and how creativity gets unlocked when we get entrepreneurs in a room together, or even have the crowd provide feedback. David, I wanted to ask you something. You know, I was reading a review of Seth Godin's The Purple Cow, and he was talking about how in the new paradigm of maybe launching products or marketing, you know, maybe an older way of approaching things was to come up with a flashy advertising campaign. But, you know, his advice was, make a product people want. Can you talk about that, you know, and how RAIN sort of flushes out what a good product might be and why it's important to have something that, you know, people are going to use and want?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. I haven't heard of that book. I got to check it out. It sounds great. So I think at the early stage, if you're starting up from scratch and you want to tackle a big market problem with customers all over the country or conceivably the world, you know, the odds are certainly against you. They're not impossible. Mm-hmm. Certainly not. And I think our executive director, Caroline, always says it takes a village to raise an entrepreneur, and that's something we believe in as far as the work we do activating entrepreneurship communities. But, you know, you're right. It is more important to have a vision for a product or a solution that is driven by a widespread market problem, not something that you as an entrepreneur have come up with in your mind and you just really think is great or really think is cool. And so an expression we have is, you know, let the market tell you. And there are many ways that you can go learn about the market and gather validation for what your vision is, for what, you know, value your company could offer. And that could start, I mean, I think we did that at the chamber luncheon, and even just 5 minutes went about the room. I think the topic that, through crowd popularity, we wanted to work on was the problem of waste management.
Yes.
In Lincoln County. And what was interesting about that was, rather than say, hey, I've got an idea for this product or this solution, we said, here's a problem that we are all in agreement needs to be solved. And let's go about a quick little process of learning what is the biggest part of that problem, whether it's, you know, plastic recycling or just sheer garbage management. So it was a great example to look at that process of letting the market your guide and how much you can learn talking to customers, talking to the market, learning what their pain points are, and, you know, what they really might see as value that get them to either pull out a wallet or even just give you their eyeballs and their attention, because a lot of business models now create value just through users and eyeballs, you know, traffic. It's a great thought. It's something we believe in.
Yeah. You know, when I think about working through an idea and how what I observed in your presentation was that we can really take something in the raw and get something really quickly. And it's my understanding that in some ways you might suggest to someone bring that idea that you haven't worked on much. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Absolutely. So for our event this weekend?
Yes.
Thanks for asking. So we have a day and a half event that kicks off tomorrow afternoon, and it's taking place on the Oregon coast. So anybody who's listening that has any interest, experience level, passion, or curiosity whatsoever about entrepreneurship, this event is for you. All the way up from people who have built companies, sold them, and just want to meet other entrepreneurs in their backyard, down to anyone at any experience level who's interested in learning if they have an entrepreneurial capacity. This event is for you, and it's called TechStars Startup Weekend Oregon Coast. The lead sponsor is Oregon Pacific Bank, so thanks to them. And so we're starting off tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock down at the Florence Event Center, or excuse me, LCC Florence Center, 3149 mm-hmm. Oak Street. And Casey, maybe we can talk about if you're going to post this on your Facebook page so folks can follow up.
Yes.
But in this day and a half event, we start off with just a simple question. We have 50 tickets sold right now. So anybody else that's going to sign up, you're already joining a pretty energized and passionate and excited group that's going to be coming. We're going to start off Friday night with just a quick dinner and some opening remarks. Lovejoy's Tea Room is doing the dinner. It's going to be awesome. And we're just going to ask a simple question. Who has an idea for a new startup company? And there's just anybody who has an idea. You're going to get 30 seconds to a minute to just explain it or pitch it to the audience real quick. And then we're just going to say, go connect with whatever idea that resonated with you. And teams are just going to naturally form organically. And a team is going to be roughly about 4 to 8 attendees. And then the next day, starting Friday night and ending Saturday night, we're going to spend the next 24 hours hacking, vetting, and researching whether there is a potential viable startup business there. And it's going to start with customer interviews and customer research, like we explored really quick at the Chamber Luncheon, doing customer interviews and really validating through customer contact what the problem is and what solution might attract them. We're going to do business model prototyping. We're going to learn about how to envision a business model that would let the startup function and grow and scale. And then we're going to work on mentoring. There's going to be mentors there throughout the state, as far as Portland and Corvallis. And then the final sprint is going to be packaging up a quick pitch, like a 3-minute pitch with slides and like a nice, crisp explanation of what the business is, why it has the potential to be successful, and what the needs are, and what the next milestones or goals are to prove to the team, for the team to prove to themselves that this is a real opportunity here and we're going to keep doing this.
David, I love it. Dave, we'll take a quick break and we'll keep plugging this because, this is the emphasis. We've got this startup begin happening tomorrow. Dave, stay online. We'll be back in a moment on Connections. Back with David Young and Taub on Lincoln County Connections talking about the startup weekend. David, let's plug that. I mean, there's still places left to join the startup weekend. And they would go online to gostartupweekend.org/Florence. Any easier ways maybe to Google this and find it?
Sure. So folks can go right to Oregon Rain's Facebook page and you just type in Oregon Rain, which would be the top hit. And it's Rain just spelled like the rain that falls from the sky, Oregon Rain. And there's an event there. I know it's a tiny mouthful, but it's pretty easy. You just go to go.startupweekend.org. /Florence. That's the homepage for buying tickets. And because we've kind of hit critical mass, we're doing a promo here in the last couple of days just to get anybody else who's been on the fence or it's cost prohibitive for them. We're doing a promo. So if you use the discount code RADIO, that's a free ticket, $40 value. And that includes 3 meals. So we're really doing everything we can to pull in all the entrepreneurs and potential entrepreneurs we can and say, dive in and tell us who you are and what your interests are.
Yeah, David, I think more that I learn about RAIN, I realize that events like this and what RAIN is doing, I mean, part of this is about jump-starting creativity and giving you some bones to process of thinking about entrepreneurship. I mean, really, it makes me so encouraged that anybody who's remotely had an idea that they would like to start their own business or that they'd like to contribute ideas to creating services or products that benefit anyone. I mean, the entry level to get something out of this is just, it's just a spark, you know? It's so cool.
Thanks. No, I totally agree. And something I'd like to emphasize is, again, the all-inclusive, any experience level, any age, any passion, any interest. And even if you really want to come and see your idea come to life, and maybe just for some reason there's other ideas that attract people more, you can still just spend that day and a half with peers, with your neighbors, with your community members, learning entrepreneurship skills, learning how to go validate an idea with the market, learning how to build business models and plan them out. And those are transferable techniques and skills.
Yeah.
That even if we don't get to work on your idea for the weekend, you'll still have a once-in-a-lifetime experience making friends, seeing other ideas get hacked on, and you'll learn really valuable skills. So.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I think about sometimes the late-night infomercial. I recall seeing Tony Robbins in Portland a couple years ago, which was a great experience. However, the day is loaded with a lot of folks with kind of like these turnkey products to look for ways to generate revenue or potentially new careers. You know, I think about Rain and I think about this core skill that you can walk away from, like from the startup weekend, which is just so encouraging because really giving you the opportunity to think broadly, but then how to kind of funnel it and drill it down to its potential. And I just think am I right here, David, $40 for like 2 days of interactivity and basic creative problem solving? I mean, the value of what happens is, you could potentially pay a lot more for this, Dave.
And thanks to the generous sponsorships we were able to secure and hitting critical mass, and the tickets we've already sold, our budget has some breathing room. So, we're offering that discount code radio.
Nice.
go.startupweekend.org/Florence, and that'll get you a free ticket because we have some breathing room left, and we want to get all the folks in that we can and make
awesome.
Sure anybody that can make it does.
Okay, David, let's take our last break. We'll come back and we'll drive it home about the startup weekend. I'll be back in just a moment with David Youngtob of Rain. David, so, we got the startup weekend. You've kind of given us details about where we can get signed up. One of the things I did want to ask you is the other aspect of what Rain can help with. Once the idea is sort of flushed out and it can have some potential, how does Rain also offer the service or the mentorship to connect with possible investors in these ideas?
Sure. So, say that one more time, Casey. Sorry.
I guess what I'm wondering is Rain also connects people potentially to investment in ideas, and that may not happen this weekend, right? That's something that may happen later.
Sure. So there's a couple ways that Rain looks at that connecting to capital happens after the relationship with Rain has kind of been formed, and we understand who the entrepreneur is, what they're working on, and really we see the material progress towards growing their venture and hitting milestones and building relationships with their market that we know is going to excite the investment appetite of the investors in our network. And so we have relationships with all of the institutional investment funds at the seed stage throughout the state, Cascade Angels, Elevate Capital, Willamette Valley Capital, Portland Seed Fund, and these are companies that invest at what's called the seed stage, and that's typically when entrepreneurs and their companies have a steady and growing customer base and a plan to scale and reach more customers. But we also have relationships with individual private high net worth investors that sometimes like to invest earlier and really roll up their sleeves and get involved. And the way we help is, one, helping entrepreneurs get to the point where they are investable through focusing on important milestones to validate their market. And we also help them develop and craft their investment pitch, which sort of says, hey, this is the story of our company. This is where we've been. This is where we're going. The amount of money, and this is what we would do with it. I appreciate you asking, and something that we really enjoy doing.
Yeah, because there is that larger sort of or other element of the ecosystem that Rain provides, and that can obviously be incredibly helpful. And this, I may be out of my depth here, David, but you know, when somebody sees a program, for example, like Shark Tank, I mean, is that realistic at all, what someone eventually might go through after their idea has been vetted?
So Shark Tank's certainly dramatized. It's a TV product. And I think the investors on that program, you know, they're throwing around, you know, pot change relative to their net worth.
Right.
But, you know, I think that what we see in the Oregon landscape, and the last year I had the privilege of, you know, working on some deals with Willamette Valley Capital and doing the due diligence and looking at those entrepreneurs. And it's very evident that the relationship component between anybody who wants to get involved in any company in any way, whether it's investing or working side by side, it's the relationship component that's meaningful. And I think that holds true for an investor in the spaces that we're occupying here in Oregon. They want to, you know, meet the entrepreneur, learn who they are, learn what they've done, have a next meeting, see material progress, see that they're taking feedback and suggestions. The Shark Tank thing, you know, as far as a quick trigger decision, I'm not going to say that never happens, but I think that's certainly something a little bit more dramatized for TV.
Sure.
And it may happen in big areas like San Francisco and New York, but in Oregon, I think we really value community connections and relationships and trust and building.
Right. Yeah, and I hear you. And I just want to also, you know, take what you've said and make people realize what it isn't. You know, I think certainly a startup weekend is such a refreshing way to, you know, approach your idea. And this is not what it is. Although people will be making speed pitches towards the end of the event. With just a short time left, David, I would love to, of course, talk more about it. And there's no doubt in my mind that we'll have you on the program again. You know, Rain is going to continue to do good things in Lincoln County. And I see that you've got sponsors like Oregon Pacific Bank and Lovejoy's Restaurant and Tea Room, Surftown Coffee Company. Anyone else you want to mention for making this event possible this weekend?
Yeah, and the whole organizing team has included Russ Pearson from the SBDC and LCC, my friend Levi Tompkins, founder of Pure Organic Coffee, my colleague at Rain, Matt Hollander, and we're really excited to have support from Corey Wright, our Benton County Venture Catalyst, and our MC and facilitator for the week is Brad Attig, who was actually our Mentor of the Year last year in Oregon, in Rain on the coast. And he's going to be, you know, emceeing and facilitating and leading most of the activities for the weekend. I'll be taking more of a behind-the-curtain role once the guests are there. I mean, I'll be floating around meeting everyone, but Brad's going to do an awesome job. We're really excited to have him on board. He's the founder of Corvallis Foundry, a co-working space in Corvallis, and many other really cool stuff.
Awesome. David Jungentaub, thank you so much. Still room for the Startup Weekend, Google Oregon Rain, looking for that Startup Weekend in Florence. David, have a great time this weekend. Thanks for what you're doing, and we'll hook up with you soon.